Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the second part of our discussion of the nitric oxide NO solution. That's the title of a book by today's guest, Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's also a co-author of Beat the Odds. That's a play on words. It's B-E-E-T. Harness the power of beets to radically transform your health. He's chief scientific officer for a company called Neogenis that makes a variety of nitric oxide activating products. We'll talk a little bit more in detail about them in our call to action today. If you missed part one, by the way, go back to part one because fascinating discussion about the mechanism by which nitric oxide controls so many things within the body. And we're going to continue that discussion. So, Dr. Bryan, there's a variety of conditions that nitric oxide may be important in. So we did discuss high blood pressure because, you know, if you have something that vasodilates, that expands the blood vessels, relaxes the endothelium, the lining of the blood vessel walls, that's absolutely going to help. What about kidney disease? Now, kidney disease, you know, slightly different. Yes, circulation is important, but how can nitric oxide play a role in kidney disease?
Well, I think there's multiple mechanisms, but I think majority of kidney disease may be secondary to hypertension. So you have this hyperfiltration effect where you get protein spilled in the urine. It's if you can normalize the blood pressure, particularly the pressure in the afferent arterial feeding the kidney, then you can restore normal kidney function. Now, there's obviously cell signaling cascades that NO is affected. But we don't have a lot of data on kidney function other than, you know, if you normalize blood pressure in hypertensive patients, kidney function improves.
Oh, absolutely. What about, in your book, I learned something fascinating, which is that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs used for, you know, arthritis, for example, that they actually work better when nitric oxide is present. Their effects are limited when there's not enough nitric oxide. So the nitric oxide can act like hamburger helper if you're using those medications for arthritis?
That's correct. It's a good analogy, but, you know, it's known that chronic NSAID use has a number of side effects, including gastric bleeds, GI discomfort, and even, you know, going back to the COX-2 inhibitors, the Vioxx and Celebrex, you know, an increase in incidence of heart attack and stroke. The big pharma realized that early on, and they actually were trying to develop some NO hybrid drugs, NO naproxen, NO aspirin, NO COX-2 inhibitors to mitigate the side effects of chronic NSAIDs. The problem with that approach is, obviously, FDA saw a problem with it because the lead compound in 2011, FDA voted 16-1 not to approve it on safety issues. And the safety is not around the nitric oxide. It's really how the body metabolizes the NO that's bound to those parent drugs through this nitroester bond. But it's clear what the literature show is that if you have nitric oxide on board and your body can make sufficient nitric oxide, then you can mitigate the effects of the non-steroidal.
But the cautions would not apply to natural sources of nitric oxide. And, you know, you mentioned the dietary sources, obviously, the greens, beets. By the way, I'm a big fan of arugula, and I was pleased to see that arugula is way high on the nitric oxide index. I guess that makes me kind of an effete person if I like arugulas, you know, but I do like arugula, and unashamedly. You know, but pomegranate also seems to be rich in the nitric oxide index. So, and of course, you, with Neogenis, you've developed a variety of products that that boost that. We'll talk about those in just a few moments. Asthma is another condition where there's a constriction of not the blood vessels in this case, but the bronchioles. Nitric oxide plays a role there.
Yeah, the nitric oxide is a dilator, so it can actually dilate blood vessels, the smooth muscle of the airways that control the you know, the oxygen flow into the lungs through the bronchioles. And in asthmatics, you know, we've got an ER physician that called me several months ago, and his son suffers from severe asthma, and he was having an asthmatic attack, had his nebulizer on board, but yet he was turning cyanotic, and he took some of our Super Beats, some of our other Neogenis products, and by the time he got into the emergency room, he was completely normal. So we know that nitric oxide can dilate bronchioles, pulmonary circulation, so it's very effective in asthma as well. And so, you know, the thing I'd like to say is that we have the only technology in the world that generates authentic nitric oxide gas through Neogenis products.
Yeah, we're going to get to, because I have a bunch of your products that I've, the only one that I've field tested myself is the Super Beats product. But in a few moments, we'll talk about some of the other forms in which these products come and some suggestions about, you know, which product is right for our listeners. Glaucoma, also a condition where pressure is an issue. Is there an impact of nitric oxide in the eye?
You know, this was something that was unexpected, but we have several ophthalmologists, in fact, dozens of ophthalmologists who treat diabetic retinopathies, glaucoma. You know, as you mentioned, in glaucoma, it's a problem with intraocular pressures. And it's a vascular disorder. You know, ophthalmologists really have a window into the vasculature because they can actually look into the blood vessels at the back of the eye. So we see very effective reduction in intraocular pressure using the Neogenis products.
Okay. Memory and even dementia. There are implications for nitric oxide there?
There are. You know, pre-Alzheimer's, so there's a condition called vascular dementia where there's a, you know, reduced blood flow to the prefrontal cortex. So it's really a vascular disease. And so if you, you know, really you can implicate the etiology of most, if not all, diseases to vascular component. Because if you can't get oxygen, nutrients, and blood to particular regions of the body, the cells can't do their job and can't function normally. So if you open up the blood vessels, and in fact we've seen that in vascular dementia patients, whereby if you give beetroot juice or nitric oxide, you can dilate the cerebral arteries in the prefrontal cortex, improve brain blood flow that you can image on MRI, and they improve in cognition exams.
Wow, and maybe that's applicable to other conditions where there's lack of optimal circulation of the brain, perhaps in patients who have, you know, you don't mention it in your book, but I'm thinking for some of my patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, who have functional MRIs where poor brain function or poor brain circulation might be implicated. Maybe nitric oxide could be helpful there too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think certainly there, and you know, another interesting condition that we didn't think about or really give little thought about was in migraines. And now it's realized that migraines may be a result of a cerebral vasospasm. So when you lose the balance of vasoconstrictive, vasorelaxing substances, you get a vasospasm, and that's what a lot of people think is the onset of migraines. And so if you restore nitric oxide, you restore the vascular reactivity of those blood vessels, and we see a number of chronic migraine patients that get better.
Interesting.
With nitric oxide.
Now, here's an observation that leads to a possible application of nitric oxide inducing products. Tibetans have what you wrote many, many times more nitric oxide, nitrites, and nitrates in their bloodstream than do flatlanders. Of course, they eat a lot of the right kind of vegetables that are rich in nitrites and nitrates. But they live at high altitude. It could nitric oxide be an antidote to altitude sickness? Maybe I'll take some next time I go skiing up in the Rockies.
Yeah, without a doubt, we see enormous benefit in high altitude. And so that you know, we were contacted by an anthropologist at Case Western several years ago who had studied the physiological adaptation to people living at high altitude. So, you know, Tibetans live at 12,000 feet above sea level, where the air is thin, there's less oxygen. So clearly they generate more nitric oxide to combat that low oxygen environment. And so, you know, we've also done studies in people in Ethiopia who are about 6,000 feet above sea level. And so there's this incremental stepwise increase in nitric oxide production as you ascend to altitude. And so that's the reason people get altitude sickness when they go from sea level to, you know, 10 or 12,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains to go skiing. But if you take the Super Beats or take nitric oxide, that's basically adapting, helping your body acclimate and adapt to that high altitude environment.
Wow, that's impressive. Also, in your book, you reference sleep disorders, and I have to deliver a lecture this March on the subject of nutrition and sleep. So, you know, you tend to think, well, nutrition and sleep, I'll have some milk and cookies and go to sleep, you know, but there's a lot more to nutrition and sleep than that. And it turns out that nitric oxide is depleted in people who have obstructive sleep apnea. And when they fix the sleep apnea, the nitric oxide goes up. So could there be a role for nitric oxide in those types of disorders, in insomnia perhaps, or various types of sleep problems?
Yeah, there's lots of data in the scientific and medical literature showing that. And so where we've focused strictly on the vascular production of nitric oxide, perhaps what we failed to mention is nitric oxide is also a neurotransmitter in the central nervous system. So melatonin can affect nitric oxide production, which obviously is a great sleep aid. And so the neuronal production of nitric oxide is clearly involved in the regulation of sleep through these, you know, activation by melatonin. But again, if the enzyme that makes nitric oxide is dysfunctional because of diet, lifestyle, environmental toxicants, then that pathway becomes disruptive and people, you know, get less sleep. So we have to fix the nitric oxide pathway, and really that's what we've tried to do and focus on with all our research and innovations through Neogenes Labs.
Diabetes is a condition where it's been shown nitric oxide is deficient, correct?
Well, type 2 diabetes is obviously an epidemic, but, you know, what really garnered a lot of attention around nitric oxide and diabetes is when you knock out the nitric oxide synthase gene in mice, they develop type 2 diabetes. So that was the first indication that loss of nitric oxide may be causal for type 2 diabetes. And we know that diabetics develop a higher incidence of all-cause mortality, primarily cardiovascular mortality, and it's because loss of nitric oxide production causes diabetes, and then once you get diabetes, it further suppresses what little nitric oxide you have, and so that's why.
It's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, then they spiral out of control very quickly.
So with certain conditions that are potential health hazards, for example, cardiovascular disease, we have warning signs. We can measure cholesterol. We can measure HDL. We can measure C-reactive protein. Can we measure nitric oxide levels? I know that there are things called nitric oxide indicator strips that you can use. It's a urine dipstick that you can use to monitor your nitric oxide levels. Is this something that you advise people to check?
Well, we developed the nitric oxide diagnostic with salivary.
Oh, it's salivary. It's a salivary test. Okay.
Yeah, so urine, you know, depending on, you know, it can be diagnostic for urinary tract infections or certain markers of renal insufficiency.
That's urinary nitrates. Yeah, that indicates a possible infection without counting or looking at bacteria. It actually shows a possibility that there might be an infection. But
right.
This is for a saliva test.
Yeah, we recognized early on that, you know, there wasn't a lot of awareness around nitric oxide, and we attributed that to lack of a reliable diagnostic. So it's not something you can go to your physician and say, hey, doc, run a nitric oxide lab and draw blood. Those blood measurements aren't available clinically. We use it in the research lab all the time. But so we went to work, and I developed this nitric oxide test strip that's a semi-quantitative, non-invasive measure. But you apply your saliva to the end of the test strip, and in a matter of 2 seconds, you can get really an assessment of what we call total body nitric oxide availability. So it can tell you if you're low, if you're normal, or, you know, completely depleted, and then you can employ certain nutritional strategies like taking the super beets, change your diet, get moderate physical exercise, and have a way to then monitor your progress and see if diet and nutrition, which should always be a first line of defense, it actually can work for you in enhancing your nitric oxide production.
Right, and so you also mention exercise, because part of this is it's not just a matter of taking a pill or super beets or even eating a healthy diet. Exercise actually plays a role in this, correct?
Exercise is the most potent stimulator of nitric oxide production.
Wow, okay.
And I think the problem in particularly today's lifestyle is, you know, people don't get enough moderate physical exercise, they're not eating the right foods, and diets, and so the consequence of that is they're shutting down nitric oxide production, and the consequences of that are clear when you walk around and see these sedentary, obese, sick people walking around everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So we really want to take a holistic approach to this. It's not just a matter of taking a pill and raising your level. You have to have the right comprehensive approach with diet, exercise, lifestyle, adequate sleep, you know, and so on.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think if you do that, you know, people ask all the time, is this something I need to take? Look, if you do all the right things, eat whole nutritious foods that are grown correctly and get moderate physical exercise, then our body is designed to utilize those nutrients in the body. But if we're sometimes nutrient deficient because of the foods we eat aren't, you know, grown in the best environments, then we need some sort of supplementation. And so our metric is always, how do we restore nitric oxide production? And we provide the body the nutrients, the cofactors, and substrates that it needs to make nitric oxide.
Another test that I have used periodically, I haven't used it lately, is the ADMA test, which is you got to help me out with this, asymmetric dimethyl arginine. I think that's right.
That is correct. So, yeah, asymmetric dimethyl L-arginine.
L-arginine. Okay. And that's a test which suggests that there's interference with nitric oxide production?
Well, it acts as an inhibitor to the binding site of L-arginine. So there's methylation issues, and so you can get a buildup of ADMA, and it'll actually inhibit. It's a nitric oxide synthase inhibitor.
Okay.
And so you can give L-arginine, outcompete that reaction, and restore nitric oxide function.
It sounds like the saliva indicator strips are an easier way to assess your nitric oxide status. So, all right, this is the crux of our discussion today, our intelligent medicine call to action. All right, so there are a variety of products that you, as Chief Science Officer of Neogenis, have devised. I've been using the Super Beats product, which is a powdered product. You take a couple of teaspoons, dissolve it in water. I do it, about 20 minutes before exercise, although you can take it anytime you want, I guess. But I also have samples of Beat Elite Neo Shot, which looks like that's something you can take into the field if you're going to a race or something. You can just take these little shots with you. They're actually little packets, correct?
Yeah, and you basically just pour the contents of those sachets into 4 to 6 ounces of water, and it's the same Beat product that's in the Super Beats. In fact, we're merging those brands. But the Beat Elite was designed specifically for high-performance athletes. We've got probably 40 or 50 professional teams, the U.S. men's and women's Olympic teams use that, these Spartan athletes, obstacle course racers. And so really, we hear that nothing that these athletes have ever taken has been more effective at enhancing their performance than the Beat Elite product. And so the Super Beats is the same formulation, just in a different, the Beat Elite is for individual packets, but it's the same technology.
So in the recent NFL roundup this week, where the Drug Enforcement Administration closed in on several teams to audit their intake of drugs, if they had Beat Elite shots, they wouldn't get busted, right? Because that's a legal performance enhancer, right?
That is correct. So this is an all-natural, organically grown beet product. That's a nutritional regimen for enhanced performance. And so and it's really designed to generate nitric oxide in a low oxygen environment. So a lot of these NFL teams, we probably have 20 to 25 out of the 32 NFL teams using the Beat Elite product.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's amazing.
So when they start, fatiguing and running out of energy,
right,
especially in the second half, the Beat Elite is really what kicks in and gives them that competitive advantage.
Yeah, the Giants must not have been using that this weekend. Maybe you got to get the Giants. You can't name names probably, but they looked a little flat. Okay, so what about, some of our listeners are saying, look, I'm not a champion athlete. I'm not like Dr. Hoffman. I'm not an NFL, lineman. I'm just concerned about my cardiovascular health. I feel a little run down. I think I need to improve my circulation. Is there a product that is earmarked towards that consumer? Or should they use the Super Beats? I guess they can use the Super Beats, but...
Yeah, the Super Beat is a great, nutritional, whole food approach to nitric oxide. But our core technology, and really our flagship product, what we founded the company on, was the nitric oxide generating lozenge, the Neo 40. And so
right,
that technology is what generates authentic nitric oxide gas in the oral cavity. So it's an orally disintegrating lozenge, dissolves within 4 to 5 minutes, and we're delivering authentic nitric oxide gas. The only technology in the world that does that.
Wow.
4 patents on that delivery. But I think, as you mentioned before, this holistic approach to, giving the body the nutrients it needs through diet, nutrition, moderate physical exercise should be a first-line approach. But when that doesn't work, some people are so sick and have such poor cardiovascular function that they're unable to exercise. And so the Super Beats are a great regimen for them. The Neo 40 would obviously be great. And then the test strips give them a tool to monitor their progress and see how they're doing. Does diet work for them? Can they begin to move the needle on that? And so we're very proud of the technology we've developed and give people a whole solution to not only enhancing their overall health, but giving them a tool to monitor it and make sure that diet and exercise is working for them.
And where can people get a hold of this stuff? I mean, like, full disclosure, you guys are a sponsor. I also want to make that declaration, but I believe wholeheartedly in what you do. There's an offer. You can go to intelligentbeats.com and you can get a special offer where you get a copy of the book, one of the books that is Beat the Odds, Harness the Power of Beats to Radically Transform Your Health. Also, We've got a number that's 800-738-2198, 800-738-2198. And that's a number where you can find out about all of those products, correct? Not just Superbeats, but the whole line of products.
That is correct. And I think it's worth mentioning, you know, I've built my entire academic credibility and reputation here at the University of Texas Medical School. So Neogenics Labs is a UT portfolio company. So UT owns my patents, and we license that back. So, you know, 15 years of basic science research behind all the Neogenics products. As I mentioned, 4 patents. And so we go above and beyond to validate, substantiate the science, because it's not just my credibility and reputation on the line. It's really the University of Texas system.
Oh, you guys are legit. There's no question about it. And it's, you know, I'm very, you know, cautious about accepting sponsors. We vet them very carefully. But this is a breakthrough that I want to share with our listeners, and I recommend it very highly. And the website is, once again?
It's our company website is neogenis.com, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-S.com. We have clinical trials reported on there that you can follow the research. A lot of good information, and really we're in the education business, and you know that's why we appreciate folks like you, Dr. Hoffman, to give us an opportunity to educate people, because I think nitric oxide is one of these most important molecules that people don't know enough about. And so if you're going to, you know, optimize your health and turn sick people into well people, nitric oxide is at the core of that.
Well, I think our audience is going to find today's discussion quite fascinating and a real call to action to harness the benefits of nitric oxide, whether it's from lifestyle modification or from getting a little help from products like Super Beats and Neo 40, the product for over 40 individuals who are perhaps not champion athletes. So thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on your breakthrough research, and you did a beautiful job of explaining a concept that is challenging and unwieldy sometimes. I think people really got the message.
Yeah, it is challenging, but you know, we're making progress, and I think it's important for people to know.
Okay, all the best to you. Dr. Nathan Bryan, Chief Science Officer of Neogenis. You can find out more about them at neogenis.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.